A very good day to you. Welcome to TEM Podcast. My name is Apostle Timmy Evans, the Senior Pastor of Grace Grand Christian Center, Accra, Ghana. You have come to the hub of spiritual upliftment, where your spirit and your soul will be lifted with undiluted Word of God and spirit-filled worship. Continue to listen to enjoy today's episode.
Father, I want to thank you this morning for the privilege and the grace that you have given unto me, given unto us to see yet another day, yet another wonderful day. We lift you up, 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 we appreciate you. We bless your holy name because there is none like you. You are the King of kings. You are the Lord of lords. You are the Ancient of Days. Be thou exalted, O Lord, above all the head. Let the heaven praise your name. We praise you, Ancient of Days. We praise you, mighty God. We appreciate you, Lord, for another Monday. The beginning of a new week, the beginning of a new week, the beginning of a powerful week, the beginning of a time of favor. Be thou exalted, be thou exalted, be thou exalted. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. Appreciate him this morning. Say, Father, I bless your name. Father, I lift you up. 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 I appreciate the Lord this morning for the privilege he has given unto us to see yet another new day. I appreciate him this morning. I appreciate him this morning. Say, my Father, my God, I bless you. My Father, my God, I praise you. There is no one like 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 you. We praise your holy name. We praise your holy name. We praise your holy name, O God. Blessed be your holy name, O God. Blessed be your holy name, O God. Rebata zele kebo shakato zele hantu zatele bradisete le masan teleba. La lide daro sikele gaborate le gasen tele mamayantu. Ibara baba 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 usha. Libra da baba usha tele mamasi ekete gede gede. Father, we thank you, Father, we thank you, Father, we thank you, Father, we thank you. Thank you, Jesus, for the privilege that you have given unto us, for the grace that you have bestowed upon us, for the mighty manifestation of your glory, for your blessing, for your favor, for your power, for your grace. Appreciating this morning. So, Father, I thank you. Father, I thank you. Father, I thank you. Father, I thank you. Lift him up. Lift him up. Lift him up. Father, I lift you 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 up. Thank you for our family. Thank you for all the mighty things that you are doing. Oh, we lift you up, God. Oh, Father, we magnify your holy name. We give you all the glory. 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 Be thou exalted. 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 Lift him up this morning. Lift him up this morning. Lift him up this morning. There is nothing, there is no one like you. There is nothing, there is no one like you. There is nothing, there is no one like you. My everlasting soul, oh, oh, you never let me down, you never let me down. Oh, 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 oh. Appreciate him, appreciate him, appreciate him. Lift up your voice, give him all the glory, give him all the praises, give him all the praises, give him all the praises. There is none like him. Ancient of Days will bless you. Ancient of Days will praise you. We declare that you are God. We declare that you are God. We declare that you are faithful. There is no God as you. There is no God as you. Be thou exalted. 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 Emmanuel. Be thou exalted. Be thou exalted. Tecato Libradosha. Lift up your voice and begin to pray. Say, every power that has shifted my landmark, every power that has shifted my landmark, I command you to die by fire in the mighty name of Jesus. Every power that has shifted the standard of God for my life, the plans and the purpose of God for my life, be disappointed in the mighty name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, lift up your voice and pray. Lift up your voice and pray this morning. Every word that is spoken into the moon to smite me by night. Word spoken into the moon to smite me by night, be nullified. Word spoken into the sun to smite me by day, be nullified. Word spoken into the sun to smite me by day, be nullified in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I raise my voice in prophecy. There shall be no loss in my life again. Declare it, declare it. I raise my voice in prophecy. There shall be no loss in my life again in the mighty name of Jesus. There shall be no loss. There shall be no disappointment. There shall be no failure. There shall be no failure at the edge of breakthrough in my life in the mighty name of Jesus. Pray, 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 pray. Powers assigned to terminate my praise. Powers assigned to terminate my praise be terminated in Jesus' name. Every demonic power assigned to terminate my praise, I command it to be terminated. I command it to be terminated. As I entered into this new Monday, as I entered into this new Monday, Holy Ghost, terminate every demonic power assigned to arrest my praise. Powers assigned to arrest my praise, Father, terminate them in Jesus' name. Arresters of my praise, be arrested in Jesus' name. Arresters of my praise, be arrested in the name of Jesus. Arresters of my praise, be arrested in Jesus' name. My reason to praise God shall not be arrested. My reasons to praise God shall not be arrested in this new week. As I go into my workplace, as I go into my business place, as I go into my work, as I go into all my endeavors, as I go into my ministry, as I go into look for my daily bread, powers assigned to arrest my praise shall not prosper in the mighty name of Jesus. Pray, 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 pray. Lastly, you are going to pray, I break every cycle of suffering in my life. I break every cycle of suffering in my life. Cycle of lack, cycle of poverty. Be broken in the name of Jesus. Be broken, be broken, be broken, be broken, be broken, be broken. Every cycle of suffering, cycle of pain, cycle of disappointment, cycle of failure at the edge of breakthrough. I break it, 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 I break it in Jesus' name. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it in Jesus' name. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it in the mighty name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and pray. Go ahead and prophesy over your day. Bless this day. Claim all the blessing that is inside today. I claim my favor. I claim my promotion. I claim my favor. I claim my elevation. I bring down the blessing of God upon my endeavor today. I bring down the blessing of God upon all that I would lay my hands upon today in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Be thou exalted. Be thou exalted. Be thou exalted. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. This is the day that the Lord has made. As a servant of the Lord, I pour the grace of God upon you and that of your family. I pour the blessing of God upon you and your family. I decree and declare that every door that you will knock on this day, in this week, shall be opened unto you in Jesus' precious name. I have prayed. Amen. Turn with me to the book of Proverbs chapter 3. Proverbs chapter 3. Let's read it together and study the word of God together. It's a new week, and believe me, this week will produce unmatchable fruits in your life in Jesus' name. My son, forget not my law, but let thy heart keep my commandments. This is the word of a father to his son, the word of a father, the advice of a father to his daughter. He said, for length of days, a long life, and peace shall they add to thee. The law of God, the precept of God, the standard of God, when you hang them around your neck and you do not forget them, they add to you length of days. They add to you long life. If you want to live long, if you want to have not just long life, but long life in peace, in favor, and in prosperity, you need to have the law of God close to you. You need to have it close to you. You say, and peace shall they add to thee. You say, let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck, write them upon the table of thy heart. So what the father is telling the son is that in order for him to live long life, in order for him to have peace of mind, he must have mercy at the center of his heart. He must be compassionate. He must be truthful in everything that he does. You see, this will bring favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not on thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. One of the greatest way a man falls is to think within himself that his effort will bring him to the place that he want to be in life. Beloved, if effort make people rich, if skill is enough to bring prosperity, nobody will be in poverty on this planet Earth. I have seen people who are skillful die in penury. I have seen the most knowledgeable people, the professor, the most brilliant of all professors, living in penury, living in sickness, living in pain. So if academic success, if knowledge, if skills, if smartness, if the wisdom of men, the ability of men is enough to bring people prosperity and favor, if diligence is enough for promotion and elevation, many people who have been on the same line of duty in the same office for 10 years will not remain in that place. Everybody will be promoted every second. But you know, it is the favor of the Lord that brings answer to a man's dream. It is the favor of the Lord that brings interpretation to a man's dream. It is not everybody that knock the door in this life that the door will be open for. It's not everybody that asks for help that will receive help. It takes the intervention of God for you to knock a door and for a door to open for you. It takes the intervention of God for you to ask for help and help will locate you. You will agree with me that you are hardworking, you have all the skills and all the smartness in life, but what is left is for God to say yes. For God to say yes. You see, when God, even if you are selling sand and God say yes to you, people will begin to rush for your sand. You see, it is those people that God say yes to that makes it in life. Whether you are a believer or you are an unbeliever. You see, the favor of God is what brings promotion. There is nothing in this world that God hasn't given. What I have one principle to life that I always repeat to myself. What God hasn't given you, you cannot receive. And what God hasn't denied you, you cannot lose. Even if the devil comes to steal from you, if God didn't give him access, he cannot do anything to you. So God is the author of everything. So in our daily walk, as we are going out today, we need to trust in the Lord with all our heart. We need to trust in the Lord in all our heart. You are a graphic designer. You see, as you are bringing up the concept of that design, don't think within your head that you are the one bringing the concept. It is the God, the Spirit of God in you that is giving you the ideas. As you have a business that you want to execute, you have a contract you want to execute this week, you have an interview that you want to attend this week, there's a project that your office has committed into your hands, you are a teacher. As you are standing in front of the classroom and you are executing your job in the line of your duty, you need to understand that until you accept that God is the inspiration behind everything that you do, you will not attract the favor of God. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not unto thy own understanding. This week, don't say that, it is my effort that will bring me all the blessings that I desire. This week, don't say that it is my connection. It is the connections that I have that will elevate me. Do you know how many people that have connections that nothing is happening in their life? Do you know how many people that have direct access to rich men and popular men, but they are being used as slaves to wash plates, to clean house, and nothing is happening in their life? Do you know how many people have submitted business proposals and business patterns to rich investors and nobody mind them until the Lord say yes to you? And it is my prayer that the Lord will say yes to you. There is one contract you will receive that will blow up your finances in a positive manner. There is one person that God will bring you close to that your life will change. So life is being lived according to the will, according to the direction of the Almighty God. So you have to always acknowledge Him. When you find yourself successful in your endeavor, give glory to God. When you have a fresh idea that is so brilliant, give glory to God. Don't say, I sat down to generate this idea. No, you didn't generate nothing. You did not generate nothing.
You see, that business idea that came to your mind was a discovery. You did not generate it. That skill that you exhibited wasn't what you learned in school. You did not generate it. You discovered it. And God gave you ability to discover it. Is there anything that human being has made in this world? Human being has made nothing. Human being only discovers. Human being discovers what God already made. In terms of gold, God put it there. Gold and silver belongs to God. Platinum, diamond. You see, what human being came to do is to just give name to what God already did. You see this thing, you see this stone, then you call it gold. You see another stone, you call it silver because of the color. It is what God already did that man discovers. There is nothing new on earth. In order for you to be lifted, you need to understand that you need to resist pride, because God resists the proud and give grace to the humble. You are meeting that person that will bring your life to the place you want your life to be. In all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. So if I have an idea, if I have a brilliant scheme that I want to execute, I bring it to the table of prayer. I bring it to the altar of prayer. And I ask the Lord for grace. I ask the Lord to direct me. I ask the Lord to lead me. I acknowledge that it is God that helped me to discover that scheme, that helped me to discover that idea. The next thing is that when you bring God into your daily activities, God becomes the drive in everything that you do. And now God will now begin to direct you. Okay, my son, my daughter, this is go this direction. Go this direction. You see, when Peter went to the sea to fish, the Bible says that Peter and his friends, they spent the whole night looking for fish. Spent the whole night searching for fish. They exhausted all their skills. This week, you will not exhaust all your skill. Peter and his friend exhausted all their skills. Throughout the night, they toiled with rigorous energy, but nothing came out of it. Early in the morning, the master was there. And the master, first of all, asked Peter to borrow him his boat so that he can use the boat to stand and preach to the people that are waiting for the message. Peter did not say no. Even though he has been frustrated throughout the night, he still submitted his boat for the master to use. And the next thing, after the master finished preaching, I don't know what happened. Maybe he had several boats, or he had to pause fishing so that the master can use his boat. Beloved, you have to pause so that the master can use you. You have to pause. Whatever it is that you are doing, you have to pause. One of my major and favorite quotes that the Holy Spirit gave me, that I wrote down at the center of my heart, is that sacrifice precedes elevation. If I want to be elevated in any form, in any way, I must be ready to live a life of sacrifice. Make my life a living sacrifice for the Lord. Peter lived a life of sacrifice. He gave his boat to the Lord. And then, because the Lord knows where the fishes are hiding. See, sometimes you are a fisherman. We are all fishermen in this world. Your idea, your business proposals is the hook. And then you have some baseline, some lines of the proposals that you think, okay, what is this business, if I invest in this business, what will be the ROI? That is the bait on the hook. And in order for somebody to catch the bait and fall for the hook, you need to be able to have the hands of the Lord in whatever you do, so that these people will find your business idea interesting enough to want to invest in. It is the Lord that will that will do that for you. So Jesus knew where the fishes were hiding. He knew that the fishes have migrated away from the place where Peter wanted to catch them. And then he told Peter, launch into the deep. Launch into the deep. And when Peter launched into the deep, the Bible says that all the fishes rushed into his net. And his net broke for the abundance of the fishes that he caught. How do you think that you can do anything without the intervention of God? How do we think that we can actually make it without him directing us? You see, when we acknowledge him in all our ways, what he will do is that he will direct our path. He will direct you to that favor. He will direct you to that person. He will direct you to that miracle. He will lead you to where the answer to your prayers are. You know that as you are praying to God, whatever you are asking him for, God already put the answer of that prayer in the hands of another human being. What is left for you is to just meet that human being. Once you have encountered that human being, then the answer to your prayer is released. Because God himself will not come down from heaven to come and release the answer of the prayers to you. You are praying for breakthrough. As soon as you began praying, God is using his eyes to search through the whole head and see who is going to commit that breakthrough into their hands to bring the breakthrough to you. It is my prayer that your helper will not escape you, your blessing will not escape you this week. Be not wise in thy own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It shall be earth to thy navel and marrow to thy bone. Honor the Lord with thy substance and with the fruits of thy increase. When you are praying for the blessing of God, as soon as God answers you, you must learn to not be wise in your eyes. Don't try to play smart with God. Don't try to play smart with God. When you are praying for the fruit of the womb, God answers you. God wants you to serve him more. He wants the child he has given to you to serve him more. He wants to take care of the child that he has given to you. You are praying for contract. God answers you. God is expecting you that you will be his eyes in your environment by financing the kingdom work and also by helping the needy around you. Not that when you pray for breakthrough and God answers you, that is when you now start looking for some big parties that they did not even invite you to go and blow the goodness of God and show off. You see, nothing is permanent in life. When that one God gave to you finish, maybe you go back to God again. If you did not honor God with the first one that he gave you, how do you think God is going to answer you for the second one? Though God is merciful, you need to understand that you must honor the Lord with all thy substance. Honor the Lord with the blessings that he has given to you. Don't use your blessing to oppress others. Don't use your blessing to make people feel worthless. Use your blessing to glorify God. Let people around you know that the blessing of God is in your life. Let the church know that the blessing of God is in your life. Let the widows and the orphans around you know that God has blessed you. If you receive promotion in your place of work, the best way to give thanks to God for that promotion is to help the needy around you and finance the work of God. As you go into this day, may the blessing of God continue to abide with you. The trouble of the day will not come near you. The pestilence and infirmities of the day will not come near you. I cover you with the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' name, I declare that this week is the week of the miracle that you have been waiting for. Suddenly, God will appear in your finances. Suddenly, God will appear in your endeavor and cause favor to be released upon you and your family. In Jesus' name, I have prayed. Good morning. Don't forget to declare the claim the day. It is very important for you to declare it. God bless you in Jesus' name.
I believe you have been blessed by today's episode. Please subscribe to the podcast so that you can always get notified as soon as a new episode is available. For counseling and prayers, use the contact page on tempodcast.life. You can also follow me on Facebook at Apostle Timmy Evans and on Twitter at APST Timmy Evans. To support with donations, please click on the donation page on tempodcast.live and make your donation. God bless you.